Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast with me, your host, Danny Kennedy, and you're listening to episode number 71. All right, guys, welcome back to this week's episode of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast, and today I'm joined by the man himself, Max Filizer. You guys probably know him as Max the Body. Max, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks for the enthusiastic welcome. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
No problems, man. We just finished up some sprints at Runyon Canyon here in LA. Max is kicking my ass, bringing me out in the sun and trying to cook me, trying to get me shredded.
You got a humble guy over here. He's actually inspired me and the other guys to go harder. He's kicking all butt. So thanks for that.
Man, I appreciate you coming on the show today. And I think the listeners are going to get a bit out of today because I know a lot of people I know follow you on social media and you've got a pretty good profile. Obviously with EHB Labs as well, right, which I've had a little bit to do with as well. So today, man, I basically just want to have a chat. And we'll just talk about some training, some nutrition, a bit about yourself. So to kickstart the show, man, let's just get you to tell us a bit about yourself, your story so far, and kind of how you ended up in LA.
All right. My story, in my opinion, is very short. I'll summarize it. I was born in Haiti, grew up in South Florida, Miami Beach, Boca Raton, if you guys have been to Florida. I'm a Florida guy, I like the Florida heat. After high school, I joined the military. I wasn't exactly sure what to do for myself. I was interested in a lot of different things, but the military seemed attractive. I liked the brotherhood, discipline, and I needed some discipline at home. So my dad was like, what about the military? I was like, let's do it. So joined the military. I was stationed in Germany, deployed in Iraq, Kosovo, military 5 years. I got out the military. I've always been interested in exercise.
Yeah.
So I was playing soccer and basketball, and I was always lightweight, hard gainer. And bodybuilding was the next thing up. So after high school, I started exercising, lifting weights, and I was always very serious. When I enjoyed doing something, I just took it very serious. So results came quick. So people noticed the results, my body transforming real quick. And so I took that with me into the military. I used that to motivate myself and fellow soldiers in the military. Just exercising is very therapeutic. The look is definitely a plus, but the greatest reward from exercising is a mental and spiritual transformation and strength I get from it. So that's how I got into bodybuilding, really. And because of the results I was getting, people were like asking me for feedback and motivation about how to get started, and that inspired me to start personal training. I was always interested in just transforming my body, but people were like, hey, you know, like, you're getting the results, you should, can you tell us how?
Yeah.
And I thought it was simple. I thought it was just like, you want to do it, you do a little bit of homework about exercise, nutrition, and you put it to work. But I found out that was, I guess, not easier, but I had less problems implementing, say, exercise and diet, because I was militant before the military, and the military, I fit right in. And I just
not everyone's in that mindset,
right? Yeah. I just incorporate that into anything else I have to do or that I want to do. The militant mindset, just get stuff done, complain and make excuses later, before, after action. So that really helped me in the military and with fitness. And so that's how I train my clients. That approach works for some people, and for some people it doesn't. So I like kind of customize my approach per person. And I started taking with personal training. I started working more on my body because as a personal trainer, I had to lead by example. And so I just wanted to max out my potential. I didn't know what my potential was, mental, physical, or spiritual. But I was just like, I'm just going to keep going hard, and then just to find out where to take me. And the more feedback and motivation I got, also for the people that follow me, support me, like I get unlimited motivation. I can never run out of it. So one of the things I focus on, and I tell my clients to focus on, my friends, is to like find out what your distractions are, because motivation is everywhere. Like if you're receptive, or you know how to be receptive to motivation, then it always be there. You reach out and get it.
Yeah.
In a conversation, or you can just go out and watch other people perform, and there's motivation and everything, because it takes motivation to create everything you see with your eyes.
Yeah.
So I focus more on identifying distractions and finding out, how do I dismantle distraction? So I'm not talking about killing people or removing people, but sometimes distractions are people.
Please don't try it, huh?
You might just have to move out of your where you live, maybe move out of the ghetto. I didn't grow up in the bad neighborhood, but, you know, I'm just, for example, saying, like, you might have to move out of the bad neighborhood. You might have to change your group of friends. You might have to change the music you listen to. It's a lot of different things that distract you and slow you down. And so when you know, with bodybuilding forced me to get to know myself better, my flaws, my strength, my weaknesses. And I just noticed that I'm very receptive to negative and positive motivation.
Yeah.
So since I'm very receptive to that, I have to be careful with what I intake.
What you mentally associate with and stuff.
Yeah, mentally and spiritually, because it influences my words and actions. So I was like, all right, I got to strive to master my mind and body, not just the body. And unfortunately, a lot of us focus so much on the body, we lose the whole point of just mastering your mind. And then we get the physical results. The next thing you know, your body's telling you how to live versus you telling your body how to live.
Yeah.
Versus that's how you got the results anyways. So that's how I got into bodybuilding. And that's a little bit of my approach to bodybuilding and why I love bodybuilding, how I use it, whether it's one-on-one personal training or online coaching or just online motivation on the social media digital platform. So I moved to Miami Beach away from the family after the military. And I was I wanted to pursue fitness more. I didn't know where to take it. Fitness modeling seemed like a little superficial to me, but it looked cool, like guys in great shape taking pictures and promoting themselves, inspiring us. So it looked positive in some ways. In some ways, I was kind of like, I just want to get into great shape. I don't really care about taking pictures and all that. But when it comes to like promoting yourself, people want to see your results.
Yeah.
So if I with promoting personal training, people want to who does the coach and what type of results is the coach getting or his clients getting? So you have to take pictures and share these pictures. So I started doing that with social media, and the more I started doing that, the more feedback I got. So instead of getting feedback from friends and family, now I'm getting feedback from people all over the world.
Yeah.
And with Facebook, when first Facebook got started, people were the share option. When pictures were important, now videos are more important than pictures.
Yeah.
But with pictures, people would just share pictures that they like of me. And I had a few pictures go viral, and I was like, oh, this stuff works. And I was learning how to maneuver Facebook and social media, the importance of it, and also how I was impacting and influencing myself and others. And that's how I got connected with HP Labs. Like, they reached out to me and saw that how I was promoting myself on Facebook, and they were like, we like what you're doing, and we'd like to align your brand with our brand. So I met up with the owner. He flew out to LA and met up with him. We talked about his vision for HP Labs, my vision, and we saw eye to eye, and we're like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And that's how HP Labs partnership got started, and it's been since 2013, and we're still going strong. Like, we're both, the owner and myself, we're both very serious about innovation, quality, and who we provide that quality to. We want to practice what we preach, so we want to provide ourselves the best and then provide you the best. So we're kind of like the guinea pigs. We try to exercise, try to routine the nutrition, try the supplementation for ourselves first, and then share it. So we're both very passionate about and very competitive with ourselves, and so we inspire, motivate ourselves. I was grateful and honored to become the first HP Lab athlete, and set the path to pave for like the next athlete. As far as like how we're going to conduct ourselves and levels to reach and the potential. So like I'm inspired by all the fellow athletes. They all inspire me to like be a better athlete myself, and I inspire them. So that's HP Labs.
Worked out really well, yeah.
But social media is such a powerful tool. Like social media is not one-on-one interaction, but it's kind of like the next thing. Like so I probably wouldn't have met Denny. I'm not sure if I would have met him if it wasn't for social media. Like, if Denny wasn't here, I'd probably be something. I might have been doing something that unproductive for my society. But instead, I'm doing a productive podcast where I will reach a lot more people. A lot more people will know about Max. I will know about more people. Share my vision with you guys, and based on your feedback, I will customize my vision. So it's like a win-win situation. There's a lot of pros and cons to social media, so it's what you do with it. Same with fitness. Fitness can hurt you if you don't know what to do with fitness and you allow fitness to use you. Like for example, the fitness industry. There's pros and cons to the fitness industry, and it's because I believe that people are allowing fitness and allowing the industry to use them versus bringing something to the table and making sure you're not being exploited. So it's the same thing with social media. Don't exploit yourself with others. Use it for what it's worth. It's like knowledge is power, and you can use knowledge to hurt people or help people. So social media is a double-edged sword, and I chose to use it for good.
For good.
And I've learned a lot about it so far, and I believe it's still in this baby stage. We spend a lot of time on our phones anyways. You might as well make it an investment if you're on your social media, being social. You have something to promote. Most people have something to promote, and you don't have to use social media, but if you need more promotion, social media is a great option. I learned a lot from just watching people like Greg Plitt online before even meeting him. Just watching how he conducts himself online. A lot of other fitness models, Arnold, for example. Before I met him, I was just watching how he conducts himself in the press, in the media, online, his career. He's one of my biggest inspirations because he achieved great physical results. And then as I got to know him better from a distance, from the outside looking in, I found out that his mind created his body. So his mind is where the strength comes from, is the lead, is the master. He mastered his mind, and he believed that he could, and then you saw the results physically, and you saw it in his career and the way he, how comfortable he was. So I like that he was very happy. He had a lot of fun, but at the same time, it's very serious, because to get results.
He knew exactly what he wanted to do. Right. When he did it, yeah.
To get results and to be a leader, a model, you have to be very competitive yourself. And when you're very competitive yourself, whether you're better than others, you're still effective. So my goal is to max out my potential. And as long as I strive to keep doing that, I'll always find fulfillment in that, whether I'm better than the next guy or not. So everybody inspires, motivate me, but I'm always striving to be the best version of me, which 5 years from now, I'm not sure what that looks like, but yeah. I'm looking for it.
You bring up some really good points there about you gaining motivation from others, and you said that you can use social media for good or bad. And I think a lot of people out there listening and watching on YouTube would have taken a lot of knowledge from your videos, and a lot of the guys and girls that I speak to in the fitness industry, their philosophy on training and nutrition starts at this point and usually finishes here. There's always trial and error along the way.
Yeah.
You've been through the military, you've done all that, you've been in the fitness industry for a long time now. What is your philosophy on training for results and also nutrition? Like, what, for example, right now, how are you training? What do you find works best for you on the training and nutrition side?
Great question. The first thing I'll say is consistency. Consistency, it sounds very general, and it's like, yeah, what, Max, what does that mean exactly? I like to simplify things. That's just the way my mind works. Everybody has their process and the approach to like thoughts and actions and getting results in different aspects of their lives. For me, it's like I find simplicity in things. I believe that you can make things, even if something's complicated, you can try to simplify it for yourself if that's the way you choose to maneuver with whatever you're dealing with. So when it comes to exercise, I was like, okay, how do I get, I was much slimmer. I was like 150 pounds, same height. I was like, how do I put lean muscle mass? How do I get shredded? I never wanted to be like a big bodybuilder. I don't think I have the genetics for that anyways. But what I aspired to look like was like guys like Greg Plitt. Like, I thought he had a good height, good size, and he was shredded. And he was functional. He was like climbing ropes, running all over the place. So I was like, wow, like, I like the balance.
We were talking about that before too, weren't we? Like how important it is to look good, but still be able to perform.
To have goal muscles.
Be able to sprint and play organized sport and all that type of stuff.
Yeah,
as well.
It all started with sports for me. Like kids like to play and be active. It started, it's like I'm a playful guy, and now I just incorporate that into bodybuilding. So I didn't want to like put on muscle and then be so stiff where I can't be functional. So I picked up a Flex magazine, and I was like, let me just find like a workout routine. I know you have to have a plan for anything you want to achieve. There has to be a plan. So I was like, these guys look like they've gotten results and then some, professional bodybuilders. So picked up a magazine just to see like what workout plans, meal plans are looking like. And one thing I noticed is that from week to week or whenever a month, whenever they publish a new magazine, the workout routines and the nutrition, it wasn't like major changes. They were like different, but they had a lot of similarities.
A common theme.
Yeah. So when I just like, I started one workout plan, and if I was consistent with it, I would see some type of results. My body would react to it. Even if I wasn't getting the results per se that I was envisioning, I was still seeing progression. So that made me help me understand that consistency is very important. Focus is very important. So I focus more on the mental aspect of implementing an exercise routine. Finding one. Because say I started a workout routine, basic workout routine that's probably customized for a big professional bodybuilder that wanted to share his workout routine. But I eventually, starting with that and being consistent with that, told me a lot about myself. It showed me like, okay, how is my body responding to a certain exercise? Am I getting a good pump from that exercise? From week to week, do I feel like there's some development going? So I learned that to customize my workout routine. Listen to your body. You have to listen to your body. Mm.
And a good point as well for those watching and listening is, regardless of what plan you get given, whether someone says this is the most optimal approach for you, as Max said, along the way, you're going to figure out what works best for you. Like, just because theoretically something is supposed to work doesn't mean it's going to. May not be the most optimal for you and your lifestyle anyway, so you need to find what works for you.
Definitely. Implementation, trial and error is very powerful and effective. And that's why the journey, the bodybuilding exercise journey, is so important and valuable, that you get so many tools in that journey, striving and learning about yourself, that you get the results and you also find out how to maintain the results. Because if you get the results overnight minus the journey, you could lose it just like that as well. And a lot of people do, because they rush the process. You want the results so bad and you miss out on the most rewarding part, which is the journey. And the journey is somewhat like boot camp. You will be challenged, but over time, you start to accept the challenge. Mm. You understand that a challenge is part of growth, and so you become stronger versus trying to dodge challenges. And so that's longevity. So then I become more consistent over time, more focused over time. So I start getting better results, or just learning about how to help others get results and being consistent. So with my exercise routines, I have to say they've been pretty basic routines. So I'll share my workout routines with people, and they're like, oh, it's pretty intense. There's a lot of sets in there. Like, I'll say four sets of an exercise, and I won't count the maybe one or two warm-up sets. And right now, my workouts are pretty intense with short breaks. So I might take no break, superset, just go to the next exercise, or I might just take just enough breaks so I can get some oxygen in so I can go hard. But I've conditioned my mind and my body to just turn up the intensity, not waste time in the gym, just because of preference, and also because that's just my activity level. So if I'm not, it has to be fulfilling the way I'm training. So I've customized, like I said, it's all about customizing for your results, preference, body type. So you have to take your genetics into account to get realistic goals. So like, I customize my workout, my diet to what I'm dealing with, like basically the cards you've been dealt with. Genetically, I'm a hard gainer. So I have to eat a lot of carbs, a lot of protein, a lot of calories. Quality is very important. So I'm not just, like when I first got started, people told me, Max, just eat everything. Eat ice cream. And that works for some people. Like, load up on everything, calories, you're not eating enough. I tried that when I first got started. I was burning it off like that because of my metabolism. But when I focus on more quality foods, even though I wasn't eating as much, it was changing my body, because your body will respond to what stimulates or influences your body. And we don't all respond to the same foods the same way or the same time. So I have to find out what times work best for me, what type of sources. And so I customize my routine, my workout routine, my diet that way. But at the end of the day, my routine and my diet is very basic. I'm very consistent. So my biggest obstacle is just being consistent with what I already know I have to implement. So like, a personal trainer will give you a customized plan, and a month later you'll get an updated plan. The hardest thing is not to find out what works for you. It's the implementation, it's motivation. That's why I focus more on the mental and spiritual aspect of the transformation. So for me and my clients, and I'd have to say that the most challenging thing has been implementation and just staying on top of it. Finding out the right workout routine. Actually, it's been it's sometimes overwhelming for me. It wasn't overwhelming to find a right workout and diet because I really spent most of the time listening to my body. Like, you could give me your workout plan. Like, yeah, Danny gave me his workout plan. I use it for like a week, 1 to 4 weeks, and then it'll tell me, it'll redirect me to a better routine for my body, or tell me like this routine is working. So you just have to learn to listen to your body, and that means to cut out distractions. We all have different types of distractions. You might be distracting yourself. Maybe your thought process might be getting in the way of your growth. Or it might be your workout partner. It might be the music. It might be the type of foods you're eating. For example, like, my fridge right now is super empty. All I have in there is water, peanut butter, eggs. And that's because I don't cook here as much. I only pretty much cook breakfast. So I kind of like, if I know I'm going to like slack in some areas or cheat in some areas, I plan ahead so I get in the way of the cheating, or I get in the way of the distraction if I'm distracting myself in certain areas of my life. And if it's somebody else, or if it's technology, or if it's your phone, like, the phone can be a huge distraction. Even though social media is very helpful, it can be a huge distraction. So I move fast in the gym. So before I think about checking my phone for a text or a message, I program myself. As soon as I get in the gym and put on the headphones, I go into combat mode. And I did that in the military. I do that with fitness. That's how I train my clients, and it helps with cutting out distractions. So with that being said, like, my process and approach to like diet and nutrition is very basic, and that's the approach I use with my clients. But then again, with that being said, I haven't had like athletes, sport athletes, or professional bodybuilders as clients, and there's like levels to personal training. Yeah. And so Danny's level, I believe, like, your knowledge of personal training is like here, like, so there's levels to it. Like, today he was giving me advice about I strained my hamstring a little bit. He's giving me some feedback about how to recover, and I could tell like he's more skilled in that area, experienced in that area than I am as far as personal training. I'm sure you could probably train me into becoming a better athlete. My approach is more so the mental and spiritual aspect.
And that's good. And like I said, you've got to find what works for you. Right. And man, we're going to wrap things up here, but I really do appreciate you coming onto the show today, bro. And
it's awesome.
I'm sure everybody watching and listening take a lot of value. So guys, if you have any questions for Max, I want you to put them on YouTube, chuck them in the comments box below on the podcast. Just send me an email at danny@dannykennedyfitness.com, and I'm going to pass them on to Max, and I'll make sure I get some answers for you guys, and we'll chuck them in the comments for you. But thanks so much for tuning in today. Any last words, man?
Hey guys, this is awesome. I haven't done a podcast in a while. I haven't done a lot of these, but this has definitely inspired me to do a lot more. You know, I post a lot of inspirational pictures and videos, but it's just not the same as having a conversation, one-on-one better conversation connection, and talking to you guys. So I really appreciate the opportunity, Danny.
Pleasure.
Thank you guys for tuning in, and you know, stay tuned. Danny's got a lot more content coming for you.
Guys, make sure you hit that subscribe button, and I look forward to chatting to you in the next video and talking to you guys again on next week's podcast. Have a fantastic day, and I'll chat to you soon.